Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the day before the primary, one last look at the U.S. Senate race on the Republican side. Ray Hager has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Senate candidate Sue Loudon. She's dropped in the polls, but still hopes she has enough juice left to come across the finish line.
And on the Power Pundit panel today, Ernie Adler, Mike Bosma, and Greg Crawford. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
In the race for U.S. Senate, conservative Republican Sharon Angle has skyrocketed in the polls, and that has some people in the political establishment and the liberal news media upset. They say Sharon Angle is too conservative. Well, let's get one thing clear. Our country faces record deficits, bailouts, and excessive government regulation and control over our lives because our leaders in Washington were anything but conservative. And while some liberals might find it funny to mock or attack Sharon Angle, we the people, the silent majority, know that we need more conservative leaders like Sharon Angle to help us take our country back. We thank Sharon Angle for running a positive campaign fighting for what she's always believed in: lower taxes, less government regulation, and a return to constitutional principles. And that's why we at the Tea Party Express are so proud to endorse conservative Republican Sharon Angle for U.S. Senate.
Paid for by the Our Country Deserves Better PAC, TeaPartyExpress.org, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Sharon Angle is the one true conservative in the race for Senate. Angle will take on the Washington politicians to cut wasteful spending and stop their big government schemes. In the legislature, Angle earned the Ronald Reagan Freedom Medallion and led the statewide fight against higher property taxes. Want more of the same or real conservative change? Battle-tested, one of us, Sharon Angle.
I'm Sharon Angle, and I approve this message.
This segment brought to you by the law firm of Kempfer Kroll, with offices in Reno, Carson City, and Las Vegas. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are taping this program on Monday, June the 7th, and we welcome back to the program Sue Loudon, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. Pleasure to have you back on
it's
the program.
It's great to be back, always.
Thank you. Let's talk about an issue to begin with that isn't a political issue, but more an issue you would deal with if you ended up in the United States Senate, which is, what do you think of the deep-sea drilling and BP, and whether we should be continuing to do deep-sea drilling?
I think we need to take a close look at what's happened here before we go forward with any more deep-sea drilling. It's just a travesty what's going on in the ocean. And until we know what caused it, how to fix it, we can't go forward with any new deep sea drilling, and we have to examine our policy, perhaps of deep sea. What defines deep sea? Maybe it's too deep. We still obviously need oil. We still have oil in many areas of this country and offshore, but we need to examine the deep sea aspect of it.
Do you have a concern that if we shut it down completely, if the president extends the moratorium, that we're going to end up with those rigs going elsewhere and all those jobs being lost along the Gulf Coast?
Yes, I do have that concern. And, you know, this is, like I said, a travesty of what's happened. You know, you watch it every day and you can't believe that it still isn't fixed. It's just, it's unfathomable of what's going on. But I think what I'm hearing is, and I'm no expert, but that the deep sea aspect of it, of being so far out in the ocean, is part of the problem, that you just can't get 5,000 feet under and fix the problem properly. So I think we need to examine that first and foremost.
Sue, another thing that you would be dealing with if elected to the U.S. Senate is the war in Iraq. Now, as you know, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid once said that the war is lost. I would assume you don't agree with that.
Well, the war in Iraq, we won that war. And I don't agree that we lost it. When he said that, and people will never forget that, we had our sons and daughters over there at the time. It was so demoralizing, and that'll never be forgotten, that he said that at a critical time when we were just starting our surge, which was very successful. I agree with that. We won that war in Iraq.
We won it. Then why don't we bring our troops home?
Well,
if we've already won the war,
you'll have to ask the president that.
Do you feel that we've won the war in Iraq?
I do. I think we've done a very good job there. I think that things have stabilized. You know, nothing is overnight. You know, our troops are there to continue the stabilization, but we've come a long way in Iraq.
So as a U.S. senator, a potential U.S. senator, when would you like to bring our troops home from Iraq if you say we've won the war?
Well, are you talking about Iraq or Afghanistan at this point?
I'm talking about Iraq, the people in Iraq. Let's just keep on Iraq. You feel that we've won the war?
Yes, I think we've done our job there. We're there to stabilize at this point. I think that our troops have done a Herculean job. I think that they should be applauded for everything that they've done.
Okay, again, when do you want to bring them back?
Well, I don't have a date. I'm not thinking about that date. I don't have any information like you would if you were on some committee to have inside information. I'm not privy to that. I'm not qualified to answer that question right this very moment, but when I'm in the United States Senate a year from now, why don't you take that question up with me then?
Okay. All right, let me change the topic here, but in a similar neighborhood. Your thoughts on the Israeli blockade of Gaza. Are the Israelis right or wrong in this matter?
I think that the Israelis are under siege every day, that their lives are threatened, their territory is threatened. I'm a huge supporter of Israel, and they have done what they've had to do to protect their people, to protect their country, and I'm 100% behind them.
All right, let's turn to politics here.
Turn to politics now? Because that wasn't...
The local politics.
Okay.
We're taping this the day before the primary. What are your internal tracking polls showing compared with what the Mason-Dixon poll showed over the weekend?
Well, the Mason-Dixon poll showed something that happened a week ago or 10 days ago or something. Our internal tracking polls are every day. And what we've been polling are exit polls, polls of people who actually have gone and voted. And we're very, very encouraged by those exit polls. You know, it's one thing to answer your phone and to have a question asked of you, who knows what the question was, and to give an answer. You're comfortable on your couch, you're watching TV, you're seeing all the negative publicity on TV, and you give an answer. It's another thing to get off your couch and to go and vote. So we've been tracking those who have left their homes, the comforts of their homes, and gone to early vote, and we're very, very encouraged. And since we're talking about that, if I could encourage everyone who hasn't voted yet to vote on Tuesday, 7 to 7. The polls are open.
Okay,
You can't complain about politics unless you absolutely are one of those people
I agree.
Who have gone out and voted.
All right, we have a limited amount of time here. In your polls, then, I take it you're ahead. By what percentage do you believe that you're ahead at this point?
I don't have that information in front of me, but we're very encouraged, and we've been tracking various areas of the state, and it's different in every part of the state that we've been tracking. But I can tell you that we feel really good about those who have voted already. You know, we've had a very early get out the vote plan, and we've been sticking to that plan. We had 15,000 households reached through the weekend.
Can you tell us who's number two and number three, if you consider yourself to be number one?
I can tell you that the three main people are one, two, and three.
Okay.
I'm not here to brag about the polls. So, you know, I'm just telling you we have the internal polls. We're encouraged. We're asking people, especially the ones we've identified, and we have identified many, many, many in the thousands in the last couple of months. And our job right now, this is basic grassroots, get out the vote. What we're talking about now is to go to those who we've identified who are supporters and to make sure that they vote. You know,
Let's take a break and come back more with Sue Loudon when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
I'm John Chachas, and I'm running for the U.S. Senate. Before you vote, ask yourself, who has 25 years of national business experience? Who understands the global financial markets? And who has a real plan for creating new jobs in Nevada? The press says you've decided already. Have you?
Don't read my lips, read my record.
I am a businesswoman. We make payroll.
Can these two really beat Harry Reid? Maybe we should talk about the elephant in the room. I'm John Chachas, and I approve this message. Paid for by Chachas for Nevada.
Everything has a beginning. Take rodeo. You're a rancher. There's work to be done, so you start that wild colt. It becomes a challenge, a competition. It becomes rodeo. The Reno Rodeo. 10 days and nights of high-flying, gritty, real Western fun. Join us June 17th to the 26th for the wildest rides on the planet. The best seats are going fast. Call or log on today. The Reno Rodeo, 7 p.m., June 17th to the 26th.
Enough bull riding? That was just a dare.
In the race for U.S. Senate, conservative Republican Sharon Angle has skyrocketed in the polls, and that has some people in the political establishment and the liberal news media upset. They say Sharon Angle is too conservative. Well, let's get one thing clear. Our country faces record deficits, bailouts, and excessive government regulation and control over our lives because our leaders in Washington were anything but conservative. And while some liberals might find it funny to mock or attack Sharon Angle, we the people, the silent majority, know that we need more conservative leaders like Sharon Angle to help us take our country back. We thank Sharon Angle for running a positive campaign fighting for what she's always believed in: lower taxes, less government regulation, and a return to constitutional principles. And that's why we at the Tea Party Express are so proud to endorse conservative Republican Sharon Angle for U.S. Senate.
Paid for by the Our Country Deserves Better PAC, TeaPartyExpress.org, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This segment brought to you by Kempfer Kroll, the law firm to handle your business needs. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation on the day before Election Day, the primary, with Sue Loudon, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate.
Sue, a story that erupted here in northern Nevada was when Reno Mayor Bob Cashel was quoted as saying, calling you Suicidal Sue about the way your campaign was going. You told a TV reporter that he was, quote-unquote, probably misquoted. And so you're throwing the reporter and Jeanette Damon under the bus. Do you really feel that Anjanette misquoted the mayor?
Clearly, she didn't, because I checked with the mayor. And the other part of what he said, though, was that he's very supportive of me. We go back a long time, and he's an old friend. And he said what he said, and he also said that he's a big supporter of mine.
You've been hit by third-party ads from the Tea Party Express and Club for Growth, but you were the one who asked the Republican Senatorial Committee to stay out of the race and let Nevadans choose. Do you regret that now?
I don't regret that, but I do wish that outside groups had stayed out of our race. Most of my support, 62% of my support, financial support, etc., come from Nevadans. And I think that in the end, they will be the ones who decide this race. There's a third-party group, Patriot Majority. Ironically, that's the name, and I'm not sure how patriotic they are, but clearly they wanted Scott Brown not to win in Massachusetts. That's the same group that didn't want Scott Brown to win. They're in our Republican primary. Their leader of that PAC is an operative out of Harry Reid's campaign from former years. Harry Reid has clearly decided that he doesn't want me in November to defeat him. He thinks it's easier to defeat me in June. That's why he and his PAC has put hundreds of thousands of dollars in this campaign and negative campaigning, and I'm hoping that people see through it. I think they're sick and tired of the negative campaigning, but they need to know that that is outside groups who are doing that, and that's Harry Reid friendlies who are doing that, trying to influence our Republican primary, like I've never seen before in this state.
Well, Sue, maybe it is the Harry Reid friendlies, but when I spoke to you when you registered or filed to run, it was a great day. You it was the first inning. It was like you were up by 10 runs, but now it's bottom of the ninth, and it seems like you're either tied 10 to 10 or you're losing 11 to 10. Is that all Harry Reid friendlies, or did you misstep or your campaign misstep during this time?
You know, it's so easy to try to second guess what happened. There'll be plenty of time to look back and see what happened. But I've said from day one, buckle up for a bumpy ride, that I knew when you run against the majority leader of the United States Senate that anything could happen. Frankly, I'm waiting for the kitchen sink to hit me today, because everything that's happened in this campaign was not predictable. And so we were ready for a bumpy ride, and I think we've handled it just fine. I'm here. I'm feeling good about it. I just got back from a rural trip that included Wellington and Fallon and Winnemucca and Elko. You know, the real people in the state are focused on their issues, and that's jobs. They're worried about this economy, and they're worried about their children's future, their husband's future, the future of mining. Farming and cattlemen are out there worried about perhaps the death tax coming back, and they're not going to be able to leave their farms and their cattle ranches to their children. There's real concerns out there, and it has nothing to do with all the noise that you're hearing about chickens and other things that have nothing to do with the real issues here in Nevada. People are worried about jobs and the economy and the future of our state.
Okay, but everything that happened with the chickens, the bartering, the bus, Bob Cashel, Suicidal Sue, do you think that it maybe opened a door of questioning for the voters about your leadership ability?
I think that's what Harry Reid's campaign's goal was to do. They can't find anything about me, so they make it up, and they try to find something. And I've said from the beginning, buckle up for a bumpy ride. This is the bumpy ride. You know, he said from the beginning.
What did they make up?
He said from the beginning that we're going to vaporize her. That was last October. His campaign said we're going to vaporize her. This was part of that vaporization, by the way. And I'm sure that people are seeing through that. Some aren't. Some are questioning, and it's been remarkable. If you're a political junkie, like I know you two are, it's been fascinating to watch what's happening behind the scenes and what's going on. I take a deep breath. I say a prayer every night that I'm healthy for the next day and go forward, because if you think this primary was tough, you ain't seen nothing yet, because this general is going to be even worse. You know, when you have $25 million like Harry Reid has, and he could have 35, who cares what he's going to have anything he wants. He's going to do anything to protect his job, to make sure that he has a job in November. He doesn't care about the tens of thousands of people who don't have jobs here in Nevada. He's not talking about that. He's trying to change the subject and talk about chickens, because his health care plan is so unpopular in this state. So he wants to change the subject, and I hope that people are seeing through that strategy. I liked that he hired two men to dress up as chickens, because guess what? They had jobs. At least somebody had a private sector job in this state, in the north and in the south. I was glad, because finally somebody got put back to work,
okay,
as opposed to the tens of thousands of people who are still out of work.
We are glad to see you have not lost your sense of humor. We thank you for being here. We wish you good luck on the
thank
campaign.
You. Thanks for
and
having me.
We'll be talking to you again soon, I'm sure. We'll
I'm
be right
sure.
back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
My family came to America with empty pockets and overflowing dreams. They helped build our country, but others are tearing it down. I'm asking for your vote because career politicians like Harry Reid are taxing us too much and spending us into bankruptcy. I'll fight for struggling Nevadans who will work hard, pay their bills, and want a better life for our children and grandchildren. I'm Sue Loudon, and I approve this message because fighting for your job is my job.
Sue Loudon's record on taxes is out of touch and outrageous. The Review Journal says Loudon voted to raise taxes and fees on everything from water distribution to slot machines. But the very worst, Loudon tried to charge a fee on the burials of our veterans. The American Legion and Veterans of Foreign Wars opposed Loudon's plan. Punish veterans and their families by charging for burials? Sue Loudon and taxes. Out of touch and outrageous. Patriot Majority is responsible for the content of this advertising.
It's a joyful sound. Presenting Voices, the ultimate gospel choir collection on two CDs for just $24.99. I sing the chorus. I sing the chorus. But wait, order with your credit card and we'll cut the price to just $14.99. Then review other great gospel collections. Satisfaction guaranteed. So call now to get Voices on two CDs for just $14.99.
Call 1-800-587-6644 to order Voices, the ultimate gospel choir collection, for just $14.99 plus shipping when you use your credit card. Call now or order online at timelife.com/voices.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Mike Bosma is here, the managing partner with the Bosma Group. We have Ernie Adler, former state senator, and Greg Crawford, managing partner with Sierra Nevada Wealth Management. Pleasure to have you all here. Very interesting, over the last couple of weeks, Review Journal reporting on John Paulson, the major Wall Street hedge fund manager, who has made significant investments in the Silver State in the gaming industry. Harris announced last Thursday that Paulson and Company are going to pick up a 9.9% equity stake in Harrah's, and this comes on the heels of them picking up a huge portion of MGM Mirage, 40 million shares, and also 4 million shares of Boyd Gaming. Also, Apollo and TPG, who are the actual main owners of Harrah's, also have picked up more of the company. What is this saying about what's going on?
Well, I think it's the people are figuring out it's a good time to buy. There's value there. Casinos, although they're not what they once were, their valuations from a price earnings multiple perspective are very well priced, and they're seeing that. They're buying in now and betting not only in Nevada, but actually those properties have many locations, and they're betting on gaming as a whole that it's going to be okay.
What kind of time frame do you see for the industry coming back?
I would say a couple of years, and I think what they're doing is they're doing bargain basement shopping on these deals, and they figure in 2 years they're going to get their money back with a premium.
Well, you know, Apollo and TPG have been fascinating to watch because they've been buying up their own debt. So yeah. If they actually ended up in bankruptcy, they would still own their own company.
Right.
That's remarkable.
Yeah. And these are very sophisticated investors. I mean, Paulson's obviously famous because of the whole Goldman situation. But, you know, gaming numbers have stabilized. And while it's hard to see them returning to where they were from a capital position and a capital standpoint, stabilization of the gaming numbers makes the equity and the debt of these organizations look more attractive.
Right. You had a major piece over the weekend on Richard Silverman, who heads up the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno. Now, of course, this is a bank-owned property, but they are being extremely aggressive. You reported that they are now third in terms of visit count. In that story, or reporting for that story, did you find that there are people now sniffing around to buy the Grand Sierra at this point in time?
I did not find that, Sam. What I think about gaming is that, you know, It has stabilized, but when you have to realize that the numbers that we're talking about are compared to a year last year when things were horrible. I mean, the whole industry was just right on the edge of the precipice. So I it's going to be a while until it comes back. I would say earliest would be 2012. What has to happen for the Nevada gaming market to really come back is that we have to get back into the construction right. business, because the construction business is where the key factors of local neighborhood gaming is, and neighborhood gaming, the local customer is needed by almost everybody.
And that's where the big battleground is. It was interesting that Paulson bought into Boyd Gaming, you know, because, I mean, a good portion of their business is locals gaming in Las Vegas Valley.
Right, but I think that it speaks to, you know, multi-location, and I think to the Grand Sierra Resorts, that's a tough property as a standalone property, but it works very well if it's part of a portfolio. So I think that's where there could be a lot of value. And that's really the way Boyd stations have built their model, even on locals. And that's still a vibrant part of the economy, especially now that it's all based on price. You don't make money when you sell, you make it when you buy. You buy at the right price, you'll do okay.
But I agree with Ray, though, the construction industry is kind of the key to this, and currently houses are selling on the resale market for less than you can build one for. Until that gets turned around, I think we have a problem.
Well, you know, and that was interesting, because that was the other story I wanted to bring up on Hubble Smith writing this weekend in the Review Journal as well. The headline is, "Forget Renting, It's Now Cheaper to Buy in the Valley. Places that peaked in the bubble now offer deals."
That's exactly right. I mean, you can buy a house now and you get a mortgage for under $1,000 a month. I mean, that's a heck of a deal.
So where do you see this going, you know, for the new construction market?
Well, the new construction market's going to be difficult, as long as Ernie said. I mean, you're able to buy a property for less than it actually costs to construct it. That market has to find a clearing price, the housing market in Las Vegas. Once it does, construction will return because there are some long-term advantages to Nevada relative to our neighbors in terms of corporations relocating and all those sorts of things. But right now, it is cheaper, and interest rates are extremely low as well. So the trouble is you have to qualify for a mortgage, and when one in six locals is unemployed, it's difficult to see a quick rebound.
Well, but Sam, it's interesting, though. Normally, construction leads that recovery. But I think in Nevada specifically, if we can get some jobs happening, that commercial construction is going to pull us out because of the affordability of housing and the cost, you know, the cost of living in general is pretty moderate right now. So it's a good time to attract businesses. I wish I saw more leadership on the state level going out and aggressively attracting businesses to locate and expand here.
Well, you know, that was interesting because Brian Krulicki was on the program last week and talking about how states like Texas and in particular New Mexico are spending, you know, a dollar to bring in 99 cents for the business, and how do we compete with that? And we can't constitutionally.
Well, then change the Constitution. Great platform to run on in this election cycle. And I'll tell you, I think that's a little naive on our part. I don't, if you really look at the numbers, the economic development numbers, there's a return on that investment in the long run, and we have to change our perspective if we're going to get back to snuff.
Well, we have had proposals to change the Constitution. It's been on the ballot a couple of times, and the problem is the voters don't want to pledge the full faith and credit of the state of Nevada to bring in business, and I think it's very short-sighted, but it's got to be explained in such a way that voters will vote for it.
All right, and that's where we're going to leave it, but that's an interesting jumping off point for another show. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Having your Social Security disability application denied can feel like a never-ending road, denial after denial. It can make you feel so helpless. Well, at David Allen Associates, we step up and fight for you and right now, getting you the benefits you earned. You never pay us either until your application is approved once and for all. Depression, we understand it, and we want to end it. I'm David Allen.
On the next Face to Face, join us for our special Election Eve coverage. We'll have experts weighing on the big race, the Republican primary for U.S. Senate, and much more. Election Eve on Face to Face.
They're at it again. Rory Reed's Washington friends with more lies about Brian Sandoval. Sandoval didn't support the 2003 tax increase. Newspapers agree. And Jim Gibbons claims he never raised taxes, but he did. $300 million in new taxes. Rory Reed refuses to say where he stands on taxes. Gibbons and Reed, wrong for Nevada. Nevada deserves honest, conservative leadership. Brian Sandoval, leadership we can trust.
Why should you hire a personal injury attorney? To prevent insurance companies from taking advantage of you.
That way, you don't have to go it alone. You need someone to fight for you.
When you're injured, it can change your life, and life-changing decisions need to be taken seriously.
When you hire Bob and me, all you need to worry about is getting better.
And let us get you back on track.
Call Galloway and Jensen, over 50 years experience, 333-7555. We fight for you.
Target Crime with Shelby Sheehan and Crime Tracker.
The suspects confessed after newsful report. One area of town we want to warn you about tonight. Stay ahead of the trends to keep your family safe.
Crime Tracker with Shelby Sheehan, only on News 4.
Thanks for watching. Tomorrow's guest is Howard Rosenberg. We'll be talking about the business of entertainment.
We'll see you then.